Tafnim Zion Sifid Aleph. Okay, so we're holding this in Tafnim Zion Sifid Aleph. The Sif really actually talks about the issues of Chumash Over. We've been discussing Taruvis, mixtures of chametz during Pesach. This sif deals with chametz shavuot Pesach after Pesach, teruvis after Pesach. So, being chametz in isar of kadem Pesach, vavur lova Pesach. Whether the scenario was that it got mixed before Pesach and it went through Pesach as a teruvis, tough mem zayin. Bein shen isar of Pesach, whether it got mixed in on Pesach. And then Rav Lava called a Pesach, and then it continued as such through the end of Pesach. Main Shabbat Pesach ala chametz, when he's arv lachar Pesach, whether it was chametz in be'en, and after Pesach got mixed, all three scenarios, the lach is bota b'shish. Okay, so we'll, Mishabura will obviously qualify some of these statements that we hear. Comes Ramah adds, the pachas m'shishim, in a case where there isn't shishim, so we're going to create a heter of sagalev hashlochas hanoa so iser liyam melech. If it's in a mixture, but it's not shishim. So the main issue here is not the flavor, but the actual item. So I don't really benefit from the item, except the fact that the amount that I have over here is nisraba. You have 1-40 ratio of chametz in your thing. You're not really getting too much out of it, except for the fact that it's there. So if you take the value of that which is there and throw that money away, we would allow you to eat it. Okay, a lot of mishabur over here. Kuf Aleph. Sif Katan Kuf Aleph. Haklal was
Sif and
Shulchan Aruch. What Yud Aleph? Yud Aleph.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sivkot and Kufal of Ben Chometz. So, a klal bazet. So, let's put down the rule, Mishnah Berurah says. The Chometz Shavarlov, Baba Yiroa, Minotero, Chometz which you maintained over Pesach, illegally, the person was over Baba Yiroa, Vishoa so af Archar Pesach, and he maintained it till after Pesach. Also, Bechilabano. So, Chazal, the law is Minorbon, and you can't eat it, and you can't get any benefit out of it. Even if that which he maintained it over Pesach wasn't that it was intact individually, it was in a mixture. It got mixed during Pesach. In a small amount, not enough to create a situation of bittul. Since it's still there, there's a chiyuv to Meter rice, so get rid of it. So also oisar taruvis lachar Pesach bachila bano. So that taruvis, that mixture after Pesach will be us. Avol in his arv b'shir shahu mispalta meter rice. If the mixture was such that the bittel you would have bittel the rice after meter abanan also lachar. So even the Chazal did not allow you to have such a mixture. Then over b'shoa mutar b'diavad af achila that situation after Pesach. It'll be mutter to eat it. He was not over at the Raisa, he was only over at the Rabbanon. So after Pesach, they didn't ask him. Oyim Avor B'Siv Zeh. Furthermore, it's explained, Afilo Im Shoa Chometz Be'en, a new heter, different heter, if he had Chometz which he maintained individually on Pesach, Vavala Allah Pesach, Dosa Bechila Manot, it's also Bechila Manot. He was at Mamash Rabbi Rabbi Yomotzeh. And then, it's now after Pesach, it's also Chilam Anor, but Zel Davka Kamoy Shehu Be'en, it's only bit still intact. It's, you know, Arav Achar Pesach, B'dvor Mecher, it mixes into other things. The amount that you need the mixture to be, we'll discuss. So after Pesach, they only ask it when it's not in a Teruvah situation. Okay. So it's a nice, clear set of rules. Okay, Nisarim Karim Pesach Chulu Bota B'Shishim. It makes before Pesach, it's Bota B'Shishim. On Pesach, Bota B'Shishim. After Pesach, Bota B'Shishim. Pirish. In Nisarim Karim Pesach B'Shishim. If before Pesach was mixed, it was mixed into Shishim. Mutal Akhar Pesach. After Pesach, it's going to be Mutal. Now, what's the Kiddush? If we had before, we discussed it could be it's even Mutar on Pesach. If it's Bata B'Shishim before Pesach. So if it's Mutar on Pesach, obviously it's Mutar after Pesach. Hainu. Af L'das Hayesh Cholkim Le'el B'Sif Dalet. The Sphere Lehu, the Pesach Oster Mishum D'Choyz V'Nir, a bitul of Pesach, of Chometz before Pesach in Shishim. When it's a Yavish B'Yavish, and it's a min be'en u'minoi, and it's bottle on Pesach. It asserts itself according to this one opinion, and now Pesach will be usher. And that we're telling us because according to one opinion, there's no dinachos of any year since mutar on Pesach. It was bottle b'shishim before Pesach, but here it's going to be usher on Pesach because it's chos of any year, and then once it's chos of any year, it's not bottle even. It's not bottle even b'masher. Even a masher was usher. Become welcome in this act of Adla Akhar Pesach, but he kept that until after Pesach. Then you'll eat it. That's if it was mixed into Shishim. Now let's say in this art of Pachas Mishishim, if the mixture before Pesach was less than 60, so it wasn't bottle, then Rav Lava Pesach, also that's still going to be Osir. Why? Because you had a problem of Bayer Bayamotze. Now, if you recall back, way back at the beginning of Tuffman Bays, we had a few different shittas over there, how much chametz has to be mixed in to make to create a lach of a chiyuv of a beer. Okay. V'ozol, because of Machaber l'shittas, the Chinuch over here is following his opinion from earlier. She saw some le'el b'reish simon Tuffman Bays, that he presented as the accepted opinion. If you have a kazayas of chometz in a mixture, you'll be over by Rabbi Yamotze, even though it's not Mikhtay Echilis Pras. A kazayas of Echilis Pras is 1/6 to 1/8 of the item like we had before. That because there's two kazayasim in a kebeya. And a pras is either 3 or 4 bayim, so it's either 1/6 or 1/8. So theoretically, a person would consume the whole item, the 4 kebeyas worth, he'll have a kazayas of chametz. There was an opinion which held that the only time you ever deraisa by your Rabbi Motze is if he ate it, he'd be over the issur of achila. But since the mixture is a kazayas, it's 10 times as much. If it's well mixed, the time you eat a pras, which is the measure, you won't have an kazayas. It's impossible to eat a kazayas baser over there. So one sheet of health, there's no iser by Rabbi Motzi in that case. The Shachnar said no. Since there's a kazayas in the mixture, a kazayas of chometz is also to have in Pesach, the fact that it's not with a chilis pras doesn't take away the chiv by Rabbi Motzi. Kol she'en by shishim levatloi. But even the Shacharach agrees of the Bishishim in its bottle. So now, if you'd have chometz, which he maintained in a teruvah over Pesach, in less than Shishim, according to Shacharach, he was already said the Raisa. So after Pesach, it's also. Right. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, Adam, that sounds good.
I was just trying to understand what was the kazayas kibikadekiyachilas pras? How did that factor in?
In other words, if I tell you a pras is an amount of food, it's also a measure of time.
Right.
A pras was actually a piece of loaf of bread, which or a loaf of you know, more examples, a loaf of bread, which holds three or four bayim, and chalukas in the Gemara. So let's say, for argument, we'll discuss, let's say it holds 3 bayim. So that the amount of time it takes to eat that food is the shir achilu. So now he mixes in a kazayas of chametz into that mixture. So in this mixture, there's kazayas. If he would eat it quickly, you know, he'd eat the whole amount, and he'd have a kazayas of iser. So that's that. There's an iser the rice of achila on this item. So there's an iser the rice of ayin rabbein on this item. Let's say the mixture is 1 to 20. It's not baltam shishim. There's a kazayas of chametz, but there's no way he'll be over by the rice of eating a kazayas, because he can't eat enough. He can't get 20 bayams in the time of...
Because it's so mixed.
It's mixed over this large amount.
Right.
There's a kazayas here, which kazayas normally is iser by your bay motze, but that's because a kazayas, the more because we connect the din achila and the din by your bay motze. Whatever is also by achila is also by your bay motze. Well, this the rice, so this is not really also... It's also by achila, it's chatzi shir. Because you'll get a little bit of the iser of eating a kazayas of chametz, you can't have. It's impossible. Because if he would eat the whole thing, the time lapse would be too long to be considered an achila. Right? So there's a mandar which says there's no bayir bayamatzah in that case. Shulchan Aruch disagrees. He says, listen, in this thing there's a kazayas of chametz. This is the rice of having an impatience, bayir there is. So he said in Sukkot Yerach Kuf Aleph, that anytime you're over by your deraisa, there's an issue the rabbanon after Pesach to eat it bechila bano. If you're over the rabbanons, we don't have an issue after Pesach. So do I have an issue the rice of having this in Pesach? The Shulchan Aruch says, yeah. It's not a kazayis bechila sprouts. Doesn't bother me. So if it's an issue the deraisa after Pesach, it's also bechila bano. Had it been an issue the rabbanon after Pesach, it would have been mutter. So then the Shulchan Aruch was going l'shitasai that it's an issue the deraisa. Even though it's not a kazayas with achilas pras, as long as it's not shishim. Now, so the Magen Rama comes and explains. Zel dafka min mishenu minoy. This whole discussing, you're mixing in min mishenu minoy. Of a min b'minoy, the min atara beruba batzel. So chametz got mixed into potatoes, right? You made a potato, you made mashed potatoes, and there was some chametz, some flour got mixed in. Okay, that's min b'shen minoy. Oh, min b'minoy, the min atar b'ruba balta min raisa, min b'minoy is balta b'roiv. So it comes out min raisa, it's balta b'roiv, so there's no by motzi either. So Mela, Philim and Sarav Chad Betrayv, over Lova Pesach, Mutta Bachilas, after Pesach, Mutta Bachilas, because we weren't ever to sit the rice by having it. Okay. Medas Hali Rabba, Baseva Simon, the Bachilah Asr, he argues in the Mugan Ram, he says, no, that even so, Chazal Asr Bachilah. But, Avano the Kliyam Asher, but that definitely it's Mutter Bahano. Fine. Kazvah Chrenim. The Osel Arav Chomets the Chachil the Kadam Pesach Meshishim Kadam Ochel of Pesach. You can't go and make a mixture of Chomets and Matzah before Pesach, Bit of Meshishim, in order to be able to eat it on Pesach. You can't go to Chachil and do that. There's a din. So this is not mamash that din, because when you're mixing it before Pesach, it's not Isra yet.
Right.
But since you're doing it in order to be able to eat it on Pesach, which would then be Isra, so at least with Rabbanon, we deal with it as with like Ein Mavatlin Isra Chachil. Ein Mavatlin Isra Chachil is a din deraisa. That person can't go cannot go intentionally and mix Isra with Heter in order to be able to eat it.
That's a din deraisa?
Yeah. So, but this is the.
It's brought out from a pasuk or something?
Well, it's not from a pasuk, yeah. It's machlokes, but the mice, I think, are psakas, that's the rice. You know, is it an asmachta? We pass it to the
rice. Everyone passes
that one? I think, if I recall correctly, the shach and the taz passes it to the rice. I think the shach argues. Maybe even Biramo says it, if I recall it. But over here, it's definitely not the raisa, because it's not Isra yet. But it definitely looks like you're being a vatalis and chachila, because you're being doing it before Pesach in order to be able to eat it when it'll be Isra beheter, right? Bizman Isra, you might be able to eat it beheter because you mixed it. So therefore, we don't allow you to do that. But avamutalar b'shishim lishoyse aracha pesach. But that's about achila. But to mix a b'shishim, therefore they're able to keep it over Pesach and not have to destroy it and have it for after Pesach. So that is mutter. Now the Sharat Sion over here. So Kubza Mazayin, the Sharat Sion, he points out what we just said about this bitul isach achila. After Atta Karim Pesach Huzman Heter. So it's not really Arab being Mevatla Sechachila. Mekomacham came to the Biyachid Bekivun Kel Hatira BePesach. His case was he's doing it intentionally to be able to eat it on Pesach. Near Kim Mevatla Lisha. It looks like Mevatla Lisha. But he had it in Erev if he did do it. Mistar with the Mutter Lacher Pesach. So this much I'll tell you, it's mutter after Pesach. Sharatzi and Kuf Samazayim. Why is it mutter afterwards? The case of persons is mevatlas the chachila, but he had it's osir. As a knas. Chazal gave a person over the isser of being mevatlas the chachila. He gets a knas and he can't benefit from it. But over here it'll be mutter. But there is an opinion which says you're allowed to mix it in order to be allowed, because right now it's man heter. Therefore, at least in the b'di'evid, you're going to be mekel. So that actually, we rely on that sheet of b'shas atchak. So the case that's relevant, the case where you have an individual which has to have, say, medicines, which are chometz or something like that. So one of the ways to try to deal with that is if you can mix it before Pesach, mix the medicine into some type of food stuff, and then eat the food on the Pesach, you'll be mevatel this chachila before Pesach. So b'shas atchak, we rely on the shita which holds that Pesach before Pesach is man heter, it's not called mevatel this chachila, and it's mutter to do it. So
we're, wait a minute, it says keeping the yesh makilan la'arva lechachila afilu kedei lafu lepesach. So who paskins that lechachila you could do it?
There is a sheet which holds it as mutter.
Did we mention that? Or
no.
I thought I missed it.
So he's going to say, Kamash is Barba Simon Tafel Gimel Mishra Burisim Kotten Chav. When we get over there, he's going to bring a sheet which says that it's mutter.
It's mutter to do a lechatchila, so that's okay.
So at least we have a resamach on that. And Mishra Roman actually paskins that Bashas Atchak, we can resamach on that sheet also. So the example which we use it, it's a case for medicines. A person has a medicine which he has to take, and the medicine is chometz. If you're ma'arvit before Pesach, and the Shir Bittul says that's one of the ways we deal with it. In cases, if obviously it's life-threatening, he needs to take it, he takes it.
So if there's a shita that you could actually mix it
before Pesach,
before Pesach to eat it on Pesach.
Because since right now it's man heter, so you can't call me vatlas lechachila, because that's right now it's heter.
But yet he's paskining that if you're doing it specifically not to eat it on Pesach, but to eat it after Pesach, it's only midyevid, you're allowed to do it.
No,
am I misreading this?
I think you're misreading this. We're discussing three different issues. One is to mix it before Pesach to eat it on Pesach. So he says don't do that. It's also to do that.
Okay.
Then he says, but to mix it l'chadchila for after Pesach, you're allowed to do that.
Where does he say that?
That's at the end of Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Kuf Beis. You're allowed to mix it before Pesach, b'shishim, to be able to keep it over Pesach, to have it, be able to use it for after Pesach. Then the Sharat Zion says, what would be in the scenario where he mixed it before Pesach, to use it on Pesach? He shouldn't have done that. If he did it, what's the halacha? He says, but yeah, but it's mutter to eat it on Pesach. Because there is an opinion which holds it's mutter to chachila. So we're separate on that opinion in the b'di'evit. In other words, had everybody agreed that it would be also to do it, you get a knas afterwards. So we'll, in the case of b'di'evit, we will not give them the knas.
So on the last line on that page, of b'di'evit in Ere Mistavid the Mutalach, what's the b'di'evit part?
I told you that Chachila.
That's what's throwing me.
Okay, I got your help. Like this. Normally we give a kanas. So the Shemur gave me two scenarios. Being mevatel in order to eat it on Pesach, being mevatel to keep it after Pesach, to eat it after Pesach.
Okay.
So he told me that's mutter.
Right.
Mevatel to eat it on Pesach is also.
Right.
So now, when I say it's also, it's also eat on Pesach. It's also eat it after Pesach.
Oh. You really had a mind to eat at Pesach and you just never got around to it.
You never got around. Well, right, so now what happens? So he says, after Pesach, I'll tell you it's mutter. Because the Shita holds you can go to Chalkila and mix it to eat it on Pesach and eat it on Pesach.
Yeah, so then you could definitely eat it after Pesach.
So I'll be samech on that Shita to allow me to eat it after Pesach.
But only with the other.
Right, but there was the case I told you was mutter, the Chalkila was a case where I mix it before Pesach to eat it after Pesach.
Okay.
They mix it to eat it on Pesach. I told you should know that. So you're a bad boy.
Oh, so that's like a punishment.
So, well, we're not going to allow you to eat it on Pesach.
Yeah.
We will allow you to eat it after Pesach.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, now then in Kuf Samach Tes, he said, you can mix it for Shishim, they have to keep it for after Pesach. Again, now Kuf Samach Tes, Poshat Tehu Be'ofen, this, I'm telling you, it's talking about a case where Shachar and Yisar of Mutzal Be'achilu Pesach, we're talking about the mixture was a mixture which would allow it to be eaten on Pesach, where not the fact that you did it to Chachilu. It would have been the numbers were right, the right numbers, which is shishim. Avo min v'mino, which is beruba, which means a rice is mutter and Pesach. After min a tar bottle, become welcome. Keep the rabbanon also lachloi. Also the shor said dilma yavo lachloi. I can't keep it. I can't go mixed min v'mino beruba, which means a rice is mutter. And after Pesach will be mutter, do it lechachil to be able to keep it on Pesach, because I might come to eat it on Pesach, which is also to do.
Who is this?
I'm in Shartzin Kuf Samach Tes. Okay, so we're talking about a case if it's mutter b'shishim, so on Pesach it's mutterit. On Pesach, there's no bittul b'shishim. Before Pesach, there's a bittul b'shishim. Tells I shouldn't have done the chalchila for that purpose. But the mice, I'm dealing with an item which, theoretically, if I ate on Pesach, I wasn't over this of chametz. I might be over this of the kanas of being a bad boy mixing it. But I'm not over this of chametz, because the mice, it's not chametz. It's bottle. Mechad betray, which is not mutter on Pesach, so I can't keep it on Pesach either. Then he says, furthermore, I'll take it a step weiter. We have to daf yavish be yavish shenis batal b'shishim. The man that recharges a near b'pesach is going to be the same problem also. So lach b'lach, we don't say it's close to a near. Once it's mixed, it's mixed. But yavish be yavish, we said once it's mixed before shishim, there's machloikas. What happens on Pesach? Do we say, well, it's batal, it's batal? We say on Pesach now there's the actual in here is an actual item somewhere in there. And it's the shishim times connected, but it's in there, and Pesach, it's chazer v'nir, it reasserts itself, and it's also. Well, that's true. I can't mix up a shishim to keep it on Pesach, because on Pesach I can't eat it. I'm afraid you might come to eat it. So he says, Aprichodes, Leosakot, Mesarchi, so that he's not sure about how far we take that shita. Okay. That was complicated. Kuf Gimel. Ben Shinis Arab Pesach. The Mechaber gave us three scenarios. It was mixed before Pesach, mixed on Pesach, mixed after Pesach. So Kuf Gimel is Ben Shinis Arab Pesach. Perish Shinis Arab Shoygim Pesach B'Shishim. So it started Pesach being intact, which he shouldn't have had it. He had it. Then on Pesach got mixed in, not but mazed. They got mixed in B'Shoygim. So. And then, B'shishim, well, I can't keep chametz b'mashu on Pesach either. So I have this food which has a mashu of chametz and I gotta get rid of it. But he didn't do that. He kept it. Wrongly so. I feel a bit amazing. Even if the reason why he kept it, knowing that it's wrong and he kept it anyway. Mixing it, he did b'shagin. But keeping it after the mixture was b'mei, even that was b'mezid, still shori. After Pesach, it'll be mutter. So, loy over minatara b'bayirah. He's not a Rabbi Yerah. Mutalakar Pesach Bechvila Bechila. Avim Erev Amazid, Zinuk Mavatla Sil Chachila. That's a case of Mavatla Sil Chachila. I'm a vore by Yeredea Simon Saites, if hey, Ayan Shom, which says a person Mavatla Amazid, the Lach is the person who was Mavat, who was the per, he's Mavat, he himself can't eat it, and whoever he intended to use it can't eat it either. Okay. And then over there it says that's ultimately the case of the person who it was this battle for, the Taz says, was aware that he's doing it for him. Okay. Okay. Now he says, in Sharsin Kufayin Beis. So he says, you're not over by your Rabbeinu Torah. What do you mean not over by Rabbeinu Torah? Instead of Pesach, the case was instead of Pesach, a piece of chametz, not mixed with anything. On Pesach, by mistake, he mixed it in, and then he realized, okay, I'm going to keep it. But you're by your Rabbeinu Torah at the beginning of Pesach, by having it. So what are you just saying with all the Rabbeinu Torah? He says, you're not. So he says like this. After cutting out teruv was over al chametz b'bayiroa, before you mixed it, you're over b'bayiroa. So what am I telling you? That you're not over b'bayiroa. Teruv says avolach or shenizar kvar nisbatel. That's true, but the same way I'm going to tell you in a minute in the next of cotton, that even if you kept it, the item totally independent and intact the whole Pesach, if it mixes after Pesach, it's mutter. So it means you're by your own the whole Pesach, but that Chazal only asked it after Pesach if you have the actual item. So that way, once it's mixed, I'm dealing with it that I don't have the actual item anymore. I have a new problem. If this mixture is also by your matzah, so then it's not going to be mutter after Pesach. So that's what he's saying. In the mixture as it is, there's always a by your matzah. So also the original is sort of having it on Pesach intact, the beginning of Pesach. That's not any worse than the case where it mixes after Pesach is mutter. The problem was, if the mixture, he mixes it on Pesach, and even in the mixture it would have been by your deraisa, then you couldn't have it after Pesach. So that's what he's stressing. Don't let over minatara by your after you mix it, because before it mixes, before the mixture, it becomes irrelevant, like I'll be this did. I mean, I read the Sharetzi and Kuf Ayin Beis. Mishabursa Kotan Kuf Dalad, you're welcome. Or the case was it was intact all Pesach and it got mixed after Pesach. So that's like a bechidish. The Sarv Lacher Pesach again. What's the lomer b'shoyke? The case was he did a b'shoyke because you can't eat this thing. I said, listen, I'll be mevata. They can't do that either. You can't mevata zochachila. I'll be erev amazed. Have a rei bitzel is to be a dime. Did it come over here? There simin sarites sevav ayin shom. So that goes into the case over there of. Now this is an issur the rabbanon. Now we're dealing with after Pesach. This is an issur the rabbanon of chametz rabbah Pesach. He's mevatel be a diamond issur the rabbanon. So what's the halacha? So that's over there in Sadeh Sevav. It says that even by issur the rabbanon is also the mevatel it. But there is one cooler by the rabbanon over the raisus. What's that? Let's say you need shishit the mevatel it, and this issur the rabbanon. Okay, you know we'll do our, you know, like you have on the TV show, you have like this brand X and brand X is the rice, and brand Y is the rabbanon. So brand X falls into a mixture, brand Y falls into a mixture. So brand the mixture is 40 times, not good enough. So what happens now? The rice says, well, you know, I just got a little more, I'll make a mutter. Can't do that. The rabbanon is you could do that. Once it's mixed into a mixture, even though the mixture is not enough to be mevatel already, but once it's in a taruvis, because our mekel, you can add on more than to the taruvis and be mevatel. That's the mechaber shita. The Ramah brings the yesharim, which is also, but the mechaber shita, that's mutter. So there is at least some kula over the rabbanon over the raisins. Um, we pass on our minigas, like the Ramo, that it's also to do that. But the minigas are like the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Batul b'shisha. Okay. Now, so what's the number shishim about? It's called that, but it's our lach b'lach, or yavash b'lach. It's a liquid, two liquids mix, or a solid and a liquid mix. The shir ba'alman b'nosan tama, then the shir that it normally needs is flavor. So they're going to require a shir of shishim for flavor. Alim the sarv yavash b'yavash, b'chol hanigali shetzir mechaber. So if he had chomet shavur lo pesach, you have they cover themselves chomet the gematzes, you know, strides, etc. They will not for pesach be used. They're chomet the gematzes. He kept it over pesach. If he didn't need it, baruch Hashem, he kept it over pesach. It's very vague. And then, you know, without not intentionally. Somebody mixed up the matzahs into all the matzahs. You know, a few matzahs here, and they mixed them in one big mixture. Chabachay Bokul. Can eat the matzahs up to Pesach. Can eat all the matzahs up to Pesach. Even though it's not shishim. You don't need shishim. But that, the Rebbe Bashar is the Tzir Mechabash, and it's our Vlachar Pesach, and matzah gam by shishim. The last scenario, the Shulchan Aruch gave three scenarios. You got mixed before Pesach, mixed on Pesach, mixed after Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch said all three need shishim. Even in the case of, well, now, Yavash Yavash, I told you, no, you don't need Shishim after Pesach. What about Lach B'Lach? You need Shishim. That's not so poshut. Because since after Pesach, it's only Sidra Bonon, there's a Shit who says that even Lach B'Lach doesn't need Shishim. Boyfriend Bashar Sitzir Mechaber gave, the third example the Mechaber gave was it got mixed after Pesach. She's Arav Lachar Pesach. Umat Gamboy Shishim. And even in that case, the Meshuchanar says you need Shishim. You should know the Alpi Das Ator. Even lach b'lach, roiv is enough. Why the concert lesser when it's arv lach or pesach? Again, he didn't do it intentionally. He did it b'meizah. He can't do that. It happened. They got mixed in. So over there, roiv is enough. The concert lesser when it's arv lach or pesach because the teir roiv alone. They serve chametz of chametz shavur la pesach. Chazal asked min rabbanon. They didn't ask in the situation of a teruvus. Because the chayim b'makom has a meruba or shasat chak yesh list mechlohak. So in the case of a lach b'lach, that makes a lashon shishim. In case of necessity, we can be makel. Okay, kufov. Even if it wasn't shishim, you have an eitz of throwing into the yam melech. Sagilin. You can throw the value of the chametz into Yom HaMelech, and then you're allowed to eat it. Now, Zok the Mishnah Berura, this heter only applies to case number three, mixed after Pesach. And according to the Shittah, holds you need shishim. You don't have shishim. I'm sorry, I'm cutting my Pesach. You didn't have shishim. Pidgin will not allow Ella Bahanoa will not allow Achila. The Tom Chometz, because you're gonna taste the flavor of the you need chometz. So that's not mutter. After Pesach, you got mixed after Pesach, which the whole thing is an Isidra Bonan. Now it's ready to this is the Rabbanan. Whatever it was. It's this is the Rabbanan now. Now it got mixed. So you say, you know what? It's only asked when it's banned, not when it's mixed. Okay. Isa Shinis Khamsa Bishimre Shecher, Shabbalava Pesach. You had Shmorim of beer. So there's beer is made with yeast. I mean, it's a fermentation process. He took some of the beer and used that, some of the sediment of the beer, and used that to be machmetz adzoh. And this sheikh was shavur lava pesach, had been kept over pesach b'yisr. So now you can't drink the beer. Now you made dough with the beer. There's 60 times more of the dough than there is the shmorim. Then now it's not going to be bottle. Why? The shmorim have davar ha'mayim medibul bottle fill about five kilo kula iser. So we had this idea before that something which doesn't just mix in and add a flavor, but it's something which generates and creates the result. So the maimed is what causes your dough to rise, is the fermentation of the shmortim. So there the maimed, that's what creates the bread. So you can't say it's bottle, because when you look at the bread, you say, oh, I look at the bread, I really see shmortim. I see the result of the shmortim. It's like I see the shmortim there. So that you can't, bittul is only shayich when it's not visible. Over here, in a certain sense, it's visible because the result is visible. So Chazal said that the situation, even Baal, if it's not bottle. Because the Havikul is, we looked at, like the whole thing is the result of that comments. There is a shita which is going to be meiko. By throwing the value of the benefit into the Yom HaMelech.
That's an expression, I guess.
Well, the more examples of Yom HaMelech, it has to be a place where people are not going to come and pick it up and use it. So I throw dollar bills, throw gold coins. So Yom HaMelech, once it goes in, it goes in. So nobody's going down to buy Yom HaMelech and getting it out.
There's gold coins, I'm not so sure.
Okay. But a regular stream,
yeah.
You know,
you can find it.
People would find it. Dollar bill disintegrates in the water, so it'd be the same thing. That's why Yom HaMelech was chosen. It was basically not a really accessible place because of the very hard to dive down in the Yom HaMelech. You can sell to the goy, but you would take from him the value of a dough which hadn't risen yet. You sell it for that price, that you could do. But you can't sell for the price of the value of the dough which rose because of the shmorim. Okay. Now then, I can put into wine chelev chita, wheat starch, a chalev behema, or milk. When there's 60 times greater. If you're putting in lasatos sheitzul, that adding this starch helped it clarify. It would give it clarity. There's shishim connected, but it accomplishes that. That's not a real bona fide maimed, because the wine is wine without it. Just it looks better. So that's not maimed ish. You mean vata is the chachilo. Well, chashin shem yerchol ima bas or ima pesach. I'm not worried about you might come to do that, because if you did it, it'd be okay. What do you mean? You mean vatas lechachila? No. I'm not doing it to be a great bit. I'm doing it because it makes the wine look nicer. And when I'm mixing it, it wasn't as manisir. Tells what's the problem? I'm doing it to be able to have it on paper. No, I'm not. I'm doing it because I want to have nice looking wine. So the point is not to do bittul. So in that scenario, Chazal did not give a din of mevatlis al chachilah, or the rule of any mevatlis al chachilah.